flood was coming to the earth to cover every land. Man's wicked heart was evil, there was sin on every hand. But God told Noah what to do, he listened and obeyed. He built a mighty boat of wood, and through it he was saved. There was an ocean commotion, a storm so surprising. An ocean commotion, the water was rising. But the Lord our God is strong and true. When you trust and follow Him, He will see you through. But still today the wickedness of man is clear to see. For many have rejected God and live so selfishly. But God gave us His only Son to pay for all our sin. He saves us and remakes us when we put our faith in Him. There was an ocean commotion, a storm so surprising. An ocean commotion, the water was rising. But the Lord our God is strong and true. When you trust and follow Him, He will see you through.
And so, mates, God sent a flood to cover the whole earth, but He provided a way of escape to those who would believe and follow Him.
Wowee!
Astounding!
That is one of my very favoriteest Bible stories.
Mine too, Sissy. Noah is one of my heroes. He trusted and obeyed God even when nobody else would.
Don't you miss the Jungle Bootstrap, Ben?
I do, Pistol. But I'm also excited for this new adventure.
Your wisdom, courage, and your vast knowledge of the jungle made you a prime candidate to become the new first mate aboard the Jolly Roger.
We're sure glad to have you aboard, Bootstrap.
Thanks, Captain. I'm eager to learn the ropes around here.
Well, crew, let's show him the ropes. It's time for morning chores.
Aye, aye, Captain.
He swabbed the deck like this.
You hoist the sails like this.
You walk the plank like this.
You navigate the ship by pulling out your iPhone and going to the map app. Then just enter your coordinates to pinpoint your location.
Alberta.
Oh, sorry.
Listen up, Bootstrap. We'll tell you how to be a respectable pirate.
Pirates loot and shoot, we never steal or rob. We sail upon the seven seas to share the word of God.
Arr!
To join a crew you have to work and do what you are told. Our greatest hope is to become a Christian strong and bold.
We always have adventure while sailing on the sea. So join our crew, we welcome you, that's if you want to be a respectable pirate.
A sailor trusts her instruments to navigate her ways. So I will trust the Bible's word to guide me all my days.
I always keep a watchful eye as far as I can see. Atop the mast I look avast for dangers out at sea.
We always have adventure while sailing on the sea. So join our crew, we welcome you, that's if you want to be a respectable pirate. respectable pirate.
There may be dangers up ahead, and trials yet untold. But sailors must have courage, that their hope is in the Lord.
We always have adventure, a sailing on the sea. So join our crew, we welcome you, that's if you want to be a respectable pirate.
Ahoy!
One more thing, Bootstrap. Keeping a careful eye on the weather is very important to life at sea. Just remember, red sky at night,
sailor's delight.
Red sky at morning,
sailors take warning.
Captain, look off the starboard bow.
Red skies.
Uh-oh.
Captain, the weather app on my iPhone is detecting a hurricane headed our way. Severe weather will be here before nightfall.
We need to find shelter.
And we need to find it fast.
I've heard of a mighty fortress in these waters that's a refuge to ships in bad weather.
What's a refuge?
A refuge is a place you can go to be safe.
Pistol Pirate, set the course due west.
Aye, aye, Captain. I'm scared.
What if we can't find the fortress?
Or what if we can't find it in time?
Don't be afraid, mates. We know the God who made the storm, and we can trust Him no matter what happens.
Let's pray and ask Him to help us. Dear Lord, we place ourselves in Your care and ask that You would guide us to a place of safety.
My sorrow, who calms my heart and clothes my shame. I know the one who holds tomorrow, who hears my prayer and heals my pain.
He is my fortress, He's my Father, my freedom, my Master, my Forgiver and Friend. For when He died on Calvary, He won my victory, and now in Him I'll live eternally. So I will love Him and trust Him and serve Him. The one who first loved me.
Darkness, the source of light and truth and grace. I know the fount of all forgiveness, who pours out life through saving faith.
He is my fortress, He's my Father, my freedom, my Master, my Forgiver and Friend. For when He died on Calvary, He won my victory, and now in Him I'll live eternally. So I will love Him and trust Him and serve Him. Who first loved me. So I will love Him and
trust Him and serve Him. The one who first loved me.
Pistol, take the Jolly Roger as far inland as she'll go.
I spy a peculiar cluster of rickety shacks off the starboard bow.
Are those houses floating in the ocean?
They must be on stilts.
That doesn't seem very safe.
If my calculations are correct, with the impending combination of gale force winds and treacherous waves, there's absolutely no way those rickety shacks will survive the storm.
Steady on, mates. We need to warn them.
Rocky Reef, dead ahead!
Rudder hard to starboard!
Hang on!
Whoa!
Close.
Good eye, Sissy. If we hadn't stopped when we did, we would have crashed right into that reef.
Captain, look down in the water. There are lots of sunken ships.
Other sailors must not have seen the danger.
Drop anchor here, mates. We'll have to take the longboat the rest of the way.
Look over there. People are swimming in the water.
Maybe they know where the fortress is.
Ahoy, mateys!
Swim away!
I think they're scared of us.
Those scaredy cats dove down into the wishy-washy water.
Watch out for those birds.
Stranger danger! Stranger danger! Warning! Warning!
How fascinating! They appear to be scarlet macaws.
My, what radiant red feathers!
Scary seagull! Scary seagull! Mocking! Mocking!
I'm not scary!
This sure is a strange place.
Look, there's a girl over there, sitting on the porch of one of the shacks.
Maybe she will help us.
But who is she talking to?
I don't know, Pistol. Let's find out.
Boy.
Oh, do I have to?
Winnie, come on.
But it's so far.
Ahoy, matey.
Strangers.
Wait, don't be afraid.
We won't hurt you.
Stranger danger. Rule 76. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but talking to strangers will kill you.
I'm not supposed to talk to strangers.
Definitely strangers. Definitely strangers.
Well, I can fix that. I'm Captain Patch of the Jolly Roger. And this is my crew, Bootstrap Ben, Sissy Seagull, Alberta, Pistol, and Precious.
Come on out. Don't be afraid.
What's your name?
My name is Pearl.
Why are your houses all the way out here in the water?
Oh, it's much safer out here. On land, you might get attacked by a wild animal, or fall and scrape your knee, or a coconut might land on your head.
Well, that doesn't seem statistically probable.
Pretty shells. I want one.
Well, those are oysters. They live on the reef beneath us, tons of them. That's what we do here in Oyster Cove. We dive for oysters every day.
And where did your friend go?
My friend? Oh, you mean Winnie. He's just hiding. Here, boy.
But Pearl, they're strangers.
Oh, it's fine. This is my seahorse.
Wow, that's a big one.
I beg your pardon?
That's the biggest seahorse I've ever seen.
I come from a long line of purebred mammoth seahorses.
Winnie and all the other seahorses help us carry in the oysters every day.
They make us wake so hard. Wake, wake, wake all day long. And now, you're forcing me to talk to strangers. It's against the rules, Pearl.
He's kind of a whiny seahorse.
Let's call him Winnie, the whiny seahorse.
Good one.
Hey, what's that? What's that he said?
I think they're saying that you need to get more backbone, Winnie.
Well, that's just ridiculous. I don't have a backbone. Seahorses only have exoskeletons.
Needs a backbone. Winnie, you need to be strong and brave.
We have our courage in
times the smallest fear makes me shake and shed a tear. Sometimes what people think makes the heart inside me sink. Some say I need a spine. I think fitting in's just fine. I bend where breezes blow, go where the waters flow. I just want to ride with the tide.
We have our
sometimes
courage
the smallest fear
makes
me shake and shed a tear. Sometimes what people think makes the heart inside me sink. Some say I need a spine. I think fitting in's just fine. I bend where breezes blow, go where the waters flow. I just want to ride with the tide.
With the truth that enlightens us, the spirit inside of us, stand for Christ today.
Listen, Pearl, there's a dangerous storm coming, and we're looking for a fortress.
Fatal fortress! Fatal fortress! A fortress!
She ran back inside!
I'm going under.
The inland is dangerous, and the inlanders are mean. Those who go to the fortress never come back.
Never come back!
You mean, you know where it is, Pearl?
Have you ever been there?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Mr. Wise Guy says we are never to go to the fortress. We're not even supposed to talk about how it's only around the edge of the bay on the other side of the island. Oops.
Way to go, Pearl.
Rule 53, loose lips sink ships.
Who is Mr. Wise Guy?
Rule 17, don't shoot the breeze or you'll catch disease.
What are these silly birds?
We call them mockingbirds. They watch our every move and remind us what to do and say.
Look, someone's coming on a little raft.
And look at all the people in the water.
She's talking to strangers.
But they're not strangers anymore.
Oh, you clever, clever girl, Miss Pearl. Talking to strangers, are we?
Right, she was. I saw her.
I will deal with you later. Greetings, strangers. Welcome to Follower Flats, the most beautiful paradise on Earth. We're always looking for new comrades. Feel free to take a leisurely stroll down Pier Pleasure Pier. Afterwards, I'm sure they'll want to stay here.
Want to stay?
Who are you?
My name is Wise Guy, leader and protector of this fine community.
Scarlet McCaw! Scarlet McCaw!
And this is Scarlet. This luscious beachfront,
beachfront,
balmy, breezy paradise,
paradise,
is home to the tastiest
oysters.
Will you button your beak?
Button beak.
Now where was I? Ah, yes. Hit it, boys! On land, it's not so grand. I'll always choose the sand.
Rock, sand.
Here with the ocean flowing neath our shacks. Oh, it's safe. Ignore the shaking. On land, they have earthquaking.
Ooh.
And you must beware of liars called sand quacks.
Rock, would you like some Kool-Aid?
No, thanks.
But here, you're welcome on our island.
You'll want to join our island.
Follower Flats is breezy June to June. Just remember not to question.
And no, that's not a suggestion.
And your crew can join our happy commune. community.
Roger.
So come join the oyster chorus.
Only followers are welcome to stay.
But we need to get to the fortress.
Out there, you must be wary. On land, where it is scary.
Oh.
There are thieves, there are brutes, there are vegetables and fruits, which strangers may require you to digest. But listen, never fear. Your leader's always here. And if not, I've got my mockingbirds to watch you.
Watch you!
We only have a few rules, a few communal values, to which you must avow to acquiesce. You cannot keep your weapons, there's no voting or elections, and you cannot own your private property. There's no reading and no teaching and no preaching and no speaking after curfew or to strangers from the sea. Here's looking at you, Pearl.
But they're not strangers.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Chorus one more time.
Hit it!
Followers are welcome to stay.
This doesn't sound like a place we want to stay.
Oh, but you haven't tried the oysters yet. One for you. Oh, yes, and one for you.
Blech, these are slimy. Can't we build a fire to cook these?
Absolutely no fire allowed. You might sit too close to the fire and singe your eyebrows clean off.
Huh?
Or maybe it's because our houses are made of wood.
Hey, there's a rock in my oyster.
Pretty.
That's not a rock pistol. It's a...
a poison pebble.
Danger, rock. Danger.
Quick, everyone, gargle with salt water.
Disgusting. Ew.
Are you all scared of this?
She's holding it in her hand.
But this isn't poisonous.
Oh, it most certainly is.
Well, no, it's not.
I beg your pardon?
She questioned the leader.
Right. Rule 23. Question questions. My, oh, my. Our fearless leader. Don't defy.
But this is not dangerous. It's just a hard object produced by a microscopic irritant in the soft tissue of any shelled mollusk. And it's called a...
A poisonous putrid pebble.
Putrid pebble.
And it's quite dangerous. I wouldn't expect strangers to know anything about the many dangers lurking in these waters. But do not fear. I will protect you.
Yay! Thank you for protecting us.
Give it to me. I will now dispose of it properly.
Dispose of it?
Yes, I safely dispose of all the poison pebbles, protecting our cove from distinction.
He means extinction.
Do not correct me.
Roger.
My name's not Roger.
The storm is getting closer.
You're right, Bootstrap. We've got to get a move on. Everyone listen. A terrible storm is on its way.
We have come to warn you.
A storm?
A storm? Preposterous. Besides, how would you even see a storm coming? You only have one eye.
But there is a storm.
Oh, that? Well, that won't touch Oyster Cove. It's miles away.
Miles away. Miles away. Silly sailors.
Captain, my weather app is telling me that with the hurricane's current trajectory, it'll hit Oyster Cove head on before nightfall.
These wooden shacks don't stand a chance.
We have to get your people to safety, wise guy. We need to get to the fortress.
Not the fortress!
Fatal fortress.
The fortress is no refuge. We'll be safe right here.
Safe in sand. Safe in sand.
Sand isn't safe in a storm, silly.
We're not going anywhere. Because there's simply no need. We'll be just fine.
There is a storm. A mighty storm. And you must listen to our warning. Don't be afraid, don't be dismayed. just come with us and you'll be safe.
You say a storm?
There is a storm.
There is no storm.
A mighty storm.
Don't let these strangers.
And you must listen to our warning.
Afraid. Take a vacation.
Don't be dismayed.
Eat a crustacean.
Just come with us and
save right here.
Winnie, I think they must be right.
I want to go.
Oh, no, you don't.
Because I know.
She can't. She won't.
That what you say is true and honest.
But, Foil?
I'm not afraid.
I'm terrified.
I can be brave.
We won't survive.
I'll choose what's right and good and true.
Deceived
by men of greed,
could not mislead.
The ways of earth lead to destruction.
Don't rain on our parade.
The Lord provides.
I want to soothe you.
A place to hide.
I'm not confused.
Just follow him.
Just stick with me, and you'll be safe. I won't deceive you.
Come with us.
Would not mislead you.
From your foolish way.
Just do what's
easy. Trust God, don't be afraid.
What should we do? We're so afraid. Afraid to leave, afraid to stay. We don't know who will keep.
There is a storm.
Strange.
And you must listen to us.
Don't be afraid. Take a vacation.
Don't show dismay.
Eat a crustacean.
Just come with me
and dream.
I want to go.
We'll be just fine.
Oh, leader of the strangers, what is that thing on your left eye?
It's called a pirate patch.
Did you say a pirate patch?
Pirate patch! Pirate patch!
My dear Outlanders, these strangers have pretended to be our friends, but it is now clear why they are here. They are pirates.
Pirates!
What's a pirate?
Scoundrel! Ruffian!
Pesky pirates, Brock! Pesky pirates!
We're not that kind of pirates.
Pirates are not welcome here. You must leave this peaceful paradise, you pessimistic pirates.
Come along, crew. Everyone back on the longboat.
But, Captain, these people are right in the path of the storm.
I know, Bootstrap. I have a plan.
Announcement!
Rock! Announcement!
The pirates have retreated!
Retreated! Hooray!
Thank you, thank you. Now get back to work!
Work!
Captain Patch! What about the Jolly Roger?
We'll come back for the Jolly Roger and the Outlanders. If we find the fortress, maybe we can convince the Outlanders to come with us to safety.
Those people weren't very nice.
Why were they so mean?
Sometimes people don't want to hear the truth and don't want help, but we still need to help them if we can.
But why won't they believe us?
They believe the lies of Wise Guy, Alberta, and they are afraid.
It's kind of like what happened when Noah was building the ark. No one believed him when he said a storm was coming.
They probably called Noah crazy, too.
Or a cuckoo bird.
Or a troublemaker.
Pearl!
You scare me.
Where did you come from?
I wanted to come with you to find the fortress.
And she dragged me along.
Winnie!
But Pearl, aren't you afraid?
I sure am.
Well, I was. Wise Guy keeps all of us very afraid, so we do whatever he tells us. You all are so kind and not afraid.
Why doesn't anybody ever stand up to Wise Guy?
Because if you do, Wise Guy and the Mockingbirds make fun of you, and then everybody laughs.
Those meanies.
It can be hard to stand up for what's right when people are laughing at you. And there will often be people who mock you when you speak the truth.
I'm so glad you've come with us, Pearl.
Me too.
Personally, I'm still undecided.
So, what did he do next?
What did who do?
Noah. What did he do next?
Haven't you ever heard about Noah before?
No, never.
Let's tell her the story.
a time when God looked down and saw man's sin was great. God said, I'll send a mighty flood and wash you all away. But then the Lord saw Noah, who daily sought God's face, who always worshipped God above and found amazing grace. To do to keep your boat afloat. Go build it out of gopher wood with three floors up and down. And when I tell you get on board, obey or you will drown.
One of the Outlanders is thinking for themselves.
Not again. I hate it when that happens. Let me guess. That precocious pipsqueak Pearl.
Roger.
No, oh, I totally thought it was Pearl. Who's Roger?
What if the pirates were right?
Those clouds sure look dark. Has anyone seen my baby? Oh, wise guy, what has happened to my baby?
Mother of Pearl, I know exactly what has happened to her. Announcement!
Announcement!
Our dearly beloved Pearl has been kidnapped by the pirates.
No!
She will be greatly missed.
Greatly missed.
I told you they couldn't be trusted. Well, don't just stand there gaping. Get back to work.
Of course, great protector.
Right away, fearless leader.
Come in, Scarlet, and shut the door behind you.
Shutting door.
I must think of a plan. A clever, evil plan to take care of those pirates and escape with all my precious pearls before this storm hits. Wait!
Wait!
I've got it!
He's got it!
That giant, ugly pirate ship is still anchored just outside our reef. All we have to do is transport all of my precious pearls to the pesky pirate ship, steal the pesky pirate ship, and steal off into the shining sunset! You ruined my laugh, you bird brain.
Sorry.
Now go, and let me know the minute you see those petty pilfering pirates.
Roger.
Enough with the Roger.
Look at that, Captain.
A castle.
It's the fortress.
It's beautiful and carved right into the rock.
Someone is waiting for us.
Oh, he looks dangerous. He's probably gonna hoid us.
Ahoy, matey.
Welcome, friends, to the Faithful Fortress.
Well, around here we just call it Old Faithful.
I am Wise Man, and this is my wife, Ruby.
You've come just in time. There's a terrible storm brewing. No vessel will survive on the open seas.
That's why we're here. We're seeking shelter from the storm.
And you shall have it.
In a storm such as this, you need a strong foundation.
A foundation of sand will never hold.
Well, Old Faithful is built on solid rock. It will withstand the storm.
It reminds me of the parable Jesus told in Matthew about a man who built his house on sand and another who built his house on rock.
Dennis, strong storm came and destroyed the house on the sand, but the house on the rock stood firm.
And Jesus said the man who built his house on the rock was wise. And that's why we should build our foundation on the firm rock of Christ.
And we build our life on Christ when we not only hear his words, but also obey them.
Much time, wise man. We have to go back to the bay.
But it's dangerous.
We have to go back for the Outlanders.
Outlanders? Where do they live?
We live in a village called Follower Flats, in Oyster Cove, on the other side of the island.
In little houses on stilts.
Right in the water.
Gracious, they will never survive the storm.
Poison pebbles! You're wearing poison pebbles!
They'll poison anyone exposed to them!
Do you mean my pearls, child?
Pearls? What are pearls?
Why, these are pearls. They are very rare and precious. This necklace was a gift from my husband, and I wear it every day. I can promise you, they won't hurt a fly or a seahorse.
Well, that's a relief.
He said they were poisonous.
Who said they were poisonous?
Mr. Wise Guy.
Wise Guy. I should have known my evil brother would be behind all this.
Your brother?
Yes. He was banished from Old Faithful years ago for spreading mischief and lies.
Just when you think you know a guy.
I've told my men never to sail on that side of the island. The reef is too dangerous. That must be exactly why my brother chose that spot to hide.
And how did you get there, child?
My family was on a merchant ship. We were shipwrecked on the reef. I was just a baby. My parents told me that Wise Guy rescued them.
Well, he's not rescuing them now. He's lying to them.
We couldn't convince them to come to safety.
Those poor souls.
There's no time to lose. I will have my men take out enough longboats to bring all the Outlanders to safety. If we act quickly, we can get them here before the storm hits.
I will remain here and prepare the Great Hall with blankets and food. Here, take my pearls, child. Maybe this necklace will help you to convince them of the truth.
We must tell these people the good news, that there is shelter from this storm.
They need to sound an SOS, or they'll be lost in the storm.
What's an SOS?
It's a distress signal for sailors in trouble. Hurry, everyone, to the longboats.
Steady on, mates.
world is lost and dying full of woe. But will they ever know if nobody will go to tell them Jesus died to pay the cost? He died upon the cross to rescue sinners lost. Sound an SOS, we must warn the sinful souls of men. They are lost in storms and drowning in their sin. Christian, shine the light of Jesus from the lighthouse of God's word, and toss the gospel lifeline to the world. Many sink in selfish worldly ways, by Satan they're deceived, refusing to believe. So Christian, share the news that Jesus saves, that we must turn from sin, holding fast to Him. Sound an SOS, we must warn the sinful souls of men. They are lost in storms and drowning in their sin. Christian, shine the light of Jesus from the lighthouse of God's word, and toss the gospel lifeline to the world. Toss the gospel lifeline to the world. Toss the gospel lifeline to the world.
We're running out of time.
Has anyone seen Wise Guy?
The storm is getting closer and closer. What are we going to do?
Ahoy, mateys.
The pirates.
Ah, the pirates are back. The pirates are back.
Listen up, mates. We've come to take you to safety.
Oh, they'll never listen.
Pearl, you're safe. But what are all those boats doing here?
Inlanders have come to take you to the fortress.
You brought inlanders with you? Panic!
Listen to me. It's okay. They're very safe and kind.
Oh, my sweet Pearl. Did they hurt you? After Wise Guy told me that you had been kidnapped.
But I wasn't kidnapped. Mom, listen. Everyone, listen.
Wise Guy has been lying to you.
Our fearless leader, don't defy.
He's lied about everything.
And the mockingbirds only repeat his lies.
The inland isn't dangerous. The inlanders aren't mean.
And poison pebbles aren't poisonous.
Uh-oh. The gig is up.
Poison pebbles are actually called pearls.
She's wearing them around her neck.
And she's still alive?
You must come with us. The storm is almost here.
But who are you?
I am the leader of the Inlanders. The storm will be upon us within the hour.
You must not be afraid. You must not believe the lies that Wise Guy has told us. The storm is coming and the fortress is our only hope. We must get to Faithful Fortress.
Don't allow your fear to control you. Let the truth of God's word be the master of your mind.
Speaks the special language of your soul. Every day can seem the sweetest, every hill not look the steepest, if you've opened up the book to read. You're not alone.
The fears can end where God's promises begin.
You're not alone.
God's word is true.
You've been in the arms of Jesus, at peace
Stormy skies!
Where are all the mockingbirds going?
Ah, flee to fortress! Flee to fortress! Bye-bye! Ah!
See, even the mockingbirds are fleeing from the storm.
We're all doomed!
Tell us what to do!
Everyone to the longboats, quickly!
To the longboats!
Now to the ship, mates. We must get the Jolly Roger to safety.
You puny pirates! While you have been rescuing those pathetic people, I've loaded my precious pearls onto your ship! I am now going to steal your joyous Roger and leave you stranded in the storm! You'll never catch me on that rowboat!
What's he riding?
Oh, this old thing. Why, just my deluxe stingray!
He's on the back of a giant stingray!
Catch me if you can!
He's getting away!
I know! Winnie!
What is it, Poyo?
We have to get to the Jolly Roger before Wise Guy! I'm gonna jump on your back!
What? Wait, Poyo! No! Ow! My exoskeleton!
Now, boy, catch that stingray!
Oh, but he's going way too fast! We'll never catch him!
I know you can do it, Winnie! We need you!
Okay, Poyle. Hang on!
Go, Winnie!
That's one speedy seahorse.
Got a boy, Winnie. We're right on his tail.
Oh, no, you don't. Come on, you bucket of blubber.
We're passing him.
Inconceivable! The seahorse prevailed.
Swept off the stingray into Winnie's wake. Attaboy, Winnie. I knew you could do it.
I feel so alive.
Now hurry, Winnie. Go get all the other seahorses and take them to the fortress.
You've got it, Poyle.
She's climbing up the ladder on the side of the ship.
What do I do now, Captain? Look at all these pearls.
We'll be right there, Pearl. Just hang on.
But where did Wise Guy go?
You fools! Did you think you could defeat me?
Get away from me!
Oh, no!
He's got pearls!
Quick, mates, up the ladder.
Let her go, Wise Guy.
Oh, no, you don't, you plundering pirate! I won't go down without a fight!
Watch out, Bootstrap Ben!
Here, Bootstrap, take my sword!
Thanks, Captain.
You're no match for my fencing finesse, you bootstrapped buffoon!
Bootstrap's never fought with a sword before!
But he sure is quick on his bootstrapped feet!
Oh, Bootstrap Ben!
You must surrender, Wise Guy. If we don't leave now, we'll all be trapped in the storm!
Thrust! Parry! Lunge! I'll never surrender!
Everybody stop!
Excuse me, we're in the middle of a sword fight here.
Make one more move, Wise Guy, and I'll push all your pearls into the ocean.
No! Someone get that child away from my pearl!
That's right, Wise Guy. Surrender now or Pearl will shove all your pearls overboard.
I surrender! Just don't touch my pearls! I'll do anything!
Tie him to the mast, Bootstrap.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Look out! There's a giant wave coming!
Untie me, quick! You're saving the wrong pearl! Get the pearl!
Please, you're too strong! I can't get back to the ship!
Hang
on, pearl! My pearl!
Oh, the captain's got her!
Throw him a line!
Captain, grab hold of this!
Did he get the pearls? Did he save all my pearls?
No, Wise Guy. The captain rescued Pearl.
But why?
Because Pearl is far more precious than any earthly treasure.
God created
created all earth's riches, scattered beauty through the skies, crawling creatures, birds and fishes, made this world a paradise.
God made jewels and all things priceless, valleys deep and mountains tall, but he made man in his likeness, man he valued most of all. God so loved us souls of sinners that he paid a precious price. My soul he loved and treasured when he died to save my life. When he died to save my life.
With the rest. My men will take the Jolly Roger to safety.
Thank you, wise man. And look who we brought.
Wise guy. You scoundrel.
Please, my dear brother. All of this is just a big misunderstanding. I was trying to get everyone to safety, but they wouldn't listen to me.
You have spread mischief and lies for the last time. Guards, take him away.
No! Wait! Listen to me! You were always Mommy's favorite!
Now inside, quickly! We will be safe in here.
You made it, just in time. Here, you must be freezing. Take these blankets. Come, sit by the fire.
Thank you, Ruby.
I was just thinking, today, God provided a way for us to escape. Just like he did for Noah.
And just like God rescued us from the storm, he also rescues us from our sin when we believe and follow him.
Then Christ becomes our fortress.
And when Christ is our fortress, we don't have to be afraid.
Psalm 18:2 says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust."
Through this world in selfishness and pride, the storms of life surrounded me. I had no place to hide until I heard the news, a refuge strong and sure, was waiting then to welcome me and keep me there secure. You are my refuge, I hide in you. You are the hope I'm running to. Your words are faithful, your promise true. Clouds may fill the sky, but still I see the sun. God's love shines down upon His child, the overshadowed one. No matter what I feel, His promises are true, and I can trust Him even when the storm He takes me through.
I think the storm has passed.
Everyone, come look!
What is it?
Wow! Oh. Well, would you look at that?
A rainbow!
It's beautiful!
Pretty!
And look at all the fantastical colors!
It's just like the rainbow God gave to Noah. The Lord promised to never again destroy the whole earth with a flood, and God always keeps His promises.
Now that the storm is over and our village is gone, what are we going to do?
What will become of us?
What am I going to do with all my spare time?
Winnie, you made it!
I sure did, Poyle. I did just what you told me to. We seahorses really like it here. We like it so much that we don't want to leave.
I don't want to leave either!
But we can't rebuild our village! We don't have anything!
I got an idea. Look what I found!
What did you say those were called again?
Pearls! Thousands of them!
Wait, where did you get these?
I thought they were lost at sea.
Well, you see, my cousins were swimming to the fortress when they found these bags just sitting on the bottom of the ocean. And they was full of pearls.
So they brought them in to Old Faithful.
And now you can sell them.
Really? Would people really want them?
Oh, yes, they would. They're very valuable.
Yes, you can sell the pearls and rebuild your village right here on the rock.
Because rock is always a better foundation than sand.
Oh, thank you.
We would like nothing better.
See, the Lord is still taking care of all of you, even after the storm.
Captain Patch, look over there.
Red sky.
And you know what they say.
Red sky at night.
Sailor's delight.
Well, mates, let's all sing together and thank the Lord for taking care of us and for our firm foundation.